Franco.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We launch in hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out with a guest tonight.
It's unusual for us.
It is unusual. It's not usually a guest-based show, but from time to time, there are certain outstanding individuals that deserve attention from Free Talk Live, and hopefully your attention as well. And the individual we're going to talk to tonight is somebody who's involved with promoting the Ron Paul campaign. Now, note, I say he's involved with promoting it. He's not actually a member of the Ron Paul campaign officially. In fact, most of the people that are promoting the Ron Paul campaign, including you and I, Mark, are not actually campaign staff. This is what is so cool. One of the coolest things about the Ron Paul campaign is that it's so diverse. It's so widespread. It's so decentralized.
Right. It's it is the definition of grassroots. That gets used with every single campaign out
right.
there. Every political movement. It's so overused. But this is, in fact, coming from the people.
Yeah, it really is. And to bring him in without any further ado, and I've never spoken with him by phone, so I haven't had a chance to pronounce his name up until now. I'm going to give it a try.
Why don't you just let him do it?
I probably should. But I don't know. I feel wrong not bringing the guest in without announcing his name. I'm going to try it. Vijay? Did I get
that
right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
All right. Now, how do you pronounce the last name? Boyapati?
Yeah, that was a great pronunciation, actually. As good as I could do it.
All right. Very good. Vijay, welcome to Free Talk Live. We're glad to have you on the air. Now, I found out about you because some of my listeners got pretty excited. Obviously, they're pretty excited about Ron Paul, and they found out what you were doing, and they sent me several emails about this. And you're doing something called Operation Live Free or Die. But I suppose we should pause for one quick moment before we talk about your operation and have you tell our listeners, because we normally do it, but you tell our listeners who are just tuning in, who this Ron Paul guy is anyway.
Okay, Ron Paul is a congressman from Texas, and he's running for president of the United States as a Republican candidate. And he's really the only candidate, I think, who's carrying the message of individual liberty and limited government and, the traditional Republican message.
Excellent. And he's done a fantastic job so far, raising money, shocking the mainstream media, just blowing the other candidates away in the debates. It's been just an incredible year. He announced, back in February, I think? And he raised $5 million in the last quarter alone. He's over $1 million already in this quarter.
He's one of the top guys in earnings in the quarter and in holdings.
And one of the neatest things about the campaign is the decentralized activism movement that has sprung up around him. People are coming up with their own ideas as far as how to promote Ron Paul's candidacy. Some people are going out there and they're doing, there's like Ron Paul radio. There's Ron Paul websites that are selling all kinds of Ron Paul merchandise. I mean, everything from your standard run-of-the-mill t-shirts and hats to window stickers that you can put across the entire back window of your vehicle.
Vinyl window stickers.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things out there, and none of these are being produced by the actual campaign. I think they do have their own little campaign store, but the real creative items are out there on the internet, on the Ron Paul fan sites. But it's not just items, it's not just things, it's also concepts. And you're one of the people that has come up with a really original concept, and it's called Operation Live Free or Die. What is it, Vijay?
Okay, Operation Live Free or Die is a grassroots effort, and it's intended to help ensure that New Hampshire nominates Dr. Paul as the Republican candidate for President of the United States. And it's especially important, I think, because New Hampshire is required by their state constitution to be the first primary in the election cycle. And the aim of the effort is to gather over 1,000 of Ron Paul's most enthusiastic, dedicated supporters from all over the country and to have them converge on New Hampshire in the days and weeks leading up to the state's primary to, spread the message, to help canvass, to tell people why freedom is important, And I really think that this is a message that people in New Hampshire are receptive to, so I'm really excited to get out there.
Fantastic. Now, let's before we continue talking about the plan and the program, Operation Live Free or Die, let's reverse a little bit. You seem to have an accent. Where are you from?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Australia, and I came to the States about 7 years ago to do a PhD, and I ended up not doing the PhD and going off to a company that you might know called Google.
Mm.
I became a citizen just a couple of years ago, so this will be the first presidential election I can vote in.
Excellent. Congratulations on that. Google, by the way, I just love Google's products and services, and I just think it's probably one of the best companies out there, so congratulations
It's a fantastic place to work as well.
Excellent. All right, so you moved over from Australia, and at what point did you encounter personally the message of liberty? At what point did that become important to your life?
I had a left-wing philosophy when I left Australia, and it wasn't really because I had thought about it very much. It was mm-hmm. just, you know, in universities you sort of absorb it through osmosis. And I remember coming over here and thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense. I started working it, and I started thinking a lot of these left-wing ideas didn't really make much sense, economically at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I thought, okay, I'm not left-wing. That means I'm a conservative. And after a while, I realized, no, I have still pretty liberal social values. So I finally happened upon this libertarian movement, and I realized that's what I am. I'm a libertarian. I basically believe that we should be able to live our lives as we see fit, and people in, government shouldn't be able to tell us what we should do with
our lives. You're such a radical, VJ, a radical.
I know, it's kind of scary.
Now, VJ, Google's sort of a young company, and you're out in the Washington area. That would seem to me to be liberal territory. Do you find lots of liberals at Google, or do you find there's lots of libertarians, or do you find more conservatives? What's it like there working at Google?
It's mostly liberal. Google has a lot of people who have who are left-wing politically, but there are also a lot of libertarians, and we've started a mailing list at Google called Liberty at Google, and there's almost 100 people on that. So it's quite a big list, and the message of individual freedom has a pretty strong voice at Google.
I have to say that the interview that Google did with Ron Paul was pretty phenomenal. It was fairly lengthy, and Ron really had an opportunity to get out his points and really flesh them out. And whoever was doing the interviewing there was more than fair. In fact, I would say almost downright friendly towards Ron Paul with his questioning. And in fact, you actually appear in that video, and that's sort of how you got a name, I suppose you could say. So to anyone who hasn't seen that Ron Paul video from Google, highly recommend it. It is very good. Now, let's see. So let's keep talking about Operation Live Free or Die here. You've chosen New Hampshire. You're targeting it to send activists, the top Ron Paul activists. You want to recruit them and send them to New Hampshire and have them live there for days, if not weeks, up into the primary to help stump for Ron Paul and promote and spread the word. And I think it's an interesting idea. How has this been received so far amongst the Ron Paul fan population? Is this easy? Is this an easy sell?
People are really enthusiastic. I've already got hundreds of emails. I've had almost 50 people volunteer from all over the country. We've got people from Texas, Oregon, Washington, New York, all over the country. People have volunteered. And it is hard, though, because, you know, for a lot of people it's difficult to make the financial commitment to take a week off and fly to New Hampshire and find accommodation.
Right.
But one thing that's been really positive is there's a movement in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, and I've contacted them, and there have been a bunch of people there who've been extremely generous in offering their house for people to stay in.
I was going to suggest that if you hadn't done it already. I'm thinking there's all these great activists here. I know they normally offer up, you know, couches for people to come up and crash on and that sort of thing. So that will certainly lessen the burden for people that are a little bit more financially controlled. Hang on, VJ. If we can, we're going to bring you back. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. He's in charge of Operation Live Free or Die. And this is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. They're totally free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're actually talking about something Free State related. New Hampshire and the Operation Live Free or Die concept that is offered up on the internet. By the way, the website for them is seattleliberty.com, even though it doesn't actually have anything to do with Seattle. Let's go back to its creator. Vijay Boyapati is on the line. He is an engineer over at Google, as a matter of fact, and got pretty excited about the whole Liberty thing when he came across it, a few years ago, has moved here from Australia. And this is going to be your first election you're going to be able to vote in. And so far, it looks like you're leaning pretty heavily towards Ron Paul.
Very heavily. I think he's secured my vote already.
Now, for somebody like me, I've lived here my whole life. I've voted exclusively for libertarian candidates up until now. And I have to say that this whole Ron Paul thing is pretty exciting. As a longtime libertarian, watching libertarian candidates fail and fail and fail again, I feel like Ron Paul could actually pull this off. Like, there's actually a chance. And what you're doing with Operation Live Free or Die is you're helping that. You're encouraging activists to move to New Hampshire temporarily, for maybe a few weeks or a few days before the primary election, in order to get out there and hit the streets and get active for Ron Paul. And you're saying that it's already just had a tremendous effect. Is Seattle Liberty the best, seattleliberty.com, the best website to go to get more information on this?
Yes, that's right. Seattle Liberty is my website, and the only reason Seattle's in there is because I live in Seattle. So that's the relation.
Got it. Makes sense. So what else do we need to know? What else do our listeners need to know about Operation Live Free or Die? How should they get involved? What will be expected of them if they do come to New Hampshire? How's it going to work? I mean, the whole Ron Paul situation is very decentralized. There's not really anybody in charge. But how will this particular operation be run?
Right. I think that's a little bit of a problem, that it's so decentralized, because it's not allowing us to have a bigger impact in certain really important areas. And that's sort of why I wanted to start this effort, because I want to get 1,000 of Ron Paul's most enthusiastic supporters to converge on New Hampshire, because I think we could have a tremendous amount of tremendous impact in a state as small as New Hampshire. Because you look at the largest cities in New Hampshire, like Manchester, that's 100,000 people.
Yeah.
And if you have 1,000 people together canvassing and rallying, you could reach out to everyone in the city, literally every single person in the city, and get the message to them. Because I think one of the problems is not that people are against Ron Paul's message. Actually, most people who hear it are really receptive to it. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem is that most people still don't know about him.
Right.
And that's what I want to happen with Operation Live Free or Die. I want to, once I've grown the movement to critical mass, which I think is 500 to 1,000 people, I want to start organizing things like major rallies in Portsmouth and Manchester and the other cities in the state.
Great.
And make events out of them. You know, get bands involved, have food, make it something that people would be interested to come to,
wow,
even if they're
fantastic.
Not that interested in politics.
That is just an amazing idea, and it'll probably have to be indoors because it'll be really cold at that time here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
in case you don't know, I mean, you heard us read the Free State Project advertisement when we came back, but we're also Free State Project members here on this show, and we moved up here from Florida, actually, over a year ago at this point. And I'm so happy that you're aware of the Free State Project and that you've already gotten in touch with them, because I hope that they're going to be a big help. The early movers that have moved here to New Hampshire and are already across the state in all of those major cities and even in smaller areas, I'm sure will be excited by this idea once they hear about it, and will come to the aid of those people who are moving here and provide them with the couches to crash on and provide them with, you know, guest rooms to stay in and that sort of thing. If not at zero cost, at probably very, very little cost. Because, you know, the number one thing, most of them want to help Ron Paul. But number two, we also selfishly want to promote the Free State Project. And 1,000 people that are willing to move here temporarily for some sort of activism gig like this would be prime prospects to actually be Free State Project members and move their entire lives to New Hampshire eventually. Well, not necessarily, you know, the next week, but some people are going to want to stay. I'm telling you. Have you ever been to New Hampshire?
No, but, you know, I was thinking very carefully and strongly about joining the Free State Project when I first heard about it. And I have a huge amount of admiration for the movement. And the only reason, really, that I stayed on the West Coast is I'm originally from Australia, and me, it's really important to be able to get back to and fro really quickly. But I have a tremendous amount of admiration for what you guys have done.
I think you're going to be impressed when you get here and you see what you actually can see it in person, and especially because the primary, it sounds like, now it was rumored that it was going to be in early December, but it's looking like it's going to be the first week in January or the second week.
I hope so, because the earlier it is, the more difficult it becomes for us to organize these kind of movements, and it's
right.
I really hope they push it back as far as possible.
Well, secondarily to that, not only will that give you more time, but also the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is scheduled for early January as well, which is a phenomenal event that I just know that it's going to be a popular one amongst the people that are going to be coming here temporarily. It's where Free Staters and soon-to-be Free Staters get together. We have a little sort of hotel convention thing with hundreds of Liberty lovers all in the same place doing a convention thing, and their speakers. And we had John Stossel last year, and it was an amazing event, so that'll be nice to coincide with Operation Live Free or Die. Mark, I've been asking a lot of questions. Do you have any questions for BJ?
You know, I'm wondering how many people he's going to be bringing. I'm you know, at this point it's really incipient, and I wonder, you know, what's going to happen. What's the you know, what do you envision, VJ?
I really hope that we can get over 1,000 people, because I think the effect of 1,000 dedicated, enthusiastic supporters in a state like New Hampshire could be, you know, unprecedented, because Giuliani and Mitt Romney and people like that are going to pay people to be on the ground. But paying people, those people don't have the same passion and enthusiasm as Ron Paul supporters devoting their time and their money. They're not being paid. They're coming there because they really believe in this message. And I just think it'll be tremendous if we can get that many people. And, you know, I'm positive that we can, just from the number of emails I've gotten so far. It's just a matter of getting the word out about this movement. I think there'll be a lot of people who want to come.
Great. So our listeners that are interested should go to SeattleLiberty.com to learn more and get signed up as a volunteer. That's, once again, SeattleLiberty.com. VJ's in charge of this whole thing. You'll be talking to him, I'm sure. And I said that when you come here to New Hampshire, VJ, we'd probably have you on the show if you're in the Keene area. We're in the southwestern corner of the state, little city of 25,000. And look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire.
That would be fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you guys.
Thank you for coming on the show tonight and being an originator of a fantastic idea. Have a great weekend, BJ, and thank you again for being on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Those are the kinds of thinkers and doers that are behind the Ron Paul revolution. It's just an amazing group of people. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the live Saturday program. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent out an update today, in fact. We're doing another banner auction, Mark.
Second
banner on the website. Went for a record $198 last time.
Really?
Now, I thought that was way too high. I don't know if it's going to go that high this time. It's gone as low as, you know, 50 within the past 6 months. So it could go anywhere. And that's why we put it up for auction, to see what you think it's worth. So if you want to advertise a product or service or something completely different, go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com. As we go right to the phone calls here, and start things out with Chris in Hawaii. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, this is Christopher Sean Ward. I'm calling from Kauai, Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to publicly express my support for Ron Paul and thank Alex Jones for all the things that he has taught me.
We don't know who that is. This is another radio show. Now, why are you supporting Ron Paul?
Because I think Ron Paul has great intentions, and Ron Paul is a good man, and I think that he will succeed.
Very good. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yes. I wanted to bring you some good words. Trick or treat. Aloha.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Man, those guys are laid back. Could you tell how laid back he sounded?
He didn't sound like he had a lot of worries.
Yeah. It's Hawaii for you, I guess.
Yeah. Right?
All right, let's continue here and go to John in Salem, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Okay, guys, if you're going to say trick-or-treat, I originally came from Salem, Mass. That's like a major holiday all month long down there, but that's obviously not why I called.
Indeed.
This guy, VJ, that you just had on, fantastic idea. I've had somebody up here provided floor space. I'm not sure I can do that comfortably this time, but maybe I'll figure out a way to do it comfortably or not so comfortably. I don't have a lot of money to chip in and all that stuff, but he mentioned doing something like a concert. We got people that do videos and do other things. That's my form of activism. I write some songs.
Absolutely.
When he listens to the podcast and gets all caught up on this, I'm sure that we'll find it on nhfree.com, and I'll get plugged in. If they like some little no-name guy to come along and fill in a little bit of the dead space between all the major acts.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you're the man who's been out there creating original songs, not only for Ron Paul, but also for some of the activists here in New Hampshire that have been arrested recently for civil disobedience, and it's really great. I think it's great stuff. In fact, what you should do instead of just hoping to get in touch with him is reach out. Go to SeattleLiberty.com, which is his website. That's VJ, the gentleman we just had on, the man who's organizing Operation Live Free or Die. Once again, SeattleLiberty.com, and get signed up as a volunteer. I'm sure he'd really appreciate your help, John.
Yeah, maybe I'll plug in with that. I'm not a big internet guy other than listening to Free Talk Live and NHFree.com.
I don't know. You work your way around that NHFree.com forum pretty well,
yeah,
John.
I get okay with it. But yeah. You know what the other thing I'm thinking? Some of these volunteers, when they come up there, maybe they'll stay.
Exactly.
The song that I originally wrote for New Hampshire is a love song. It's called Let Me Call You Home. And I'm going to tell these volunteers when they're getting up here, that's what they're going to be saying.
I think you're right. I think we can retain a good percentage of these 1,000 people. And the ones that go back home afterwards are going to be itching to get back here. No doubt about it.
The other thing is, if Ron Paul happens to win, we'll take America back, and the whole country will be going back to liberty. So
Hold on a second. Now that's certainly a positive way to think, but you have to remember, Ron Paul can't have an effect on state governments and local governments and all the tyrannical micromanaging nonsense they try to run roughshod over your life with. So there's still going to be a lot of work to be done, even if Ron Paul does get into office. No doubt about that.
Ron Paul's the man.
Thanks for the call, John. You're the man.
Right,
we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Go to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
You guys hear me okay?
We've got you. What's up?
Okay, I was just bringing up, I talked to you guys before about the property tax issue here.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they finally came up with a solution here. The governor, who's he's pretty well liked by libertarian-minded people. He's pretty free market-oriented. He's privatized a lot of the government, but he came up with a solution on putting a cap on property taxes and increasing sales tax.
Well, that's really original.
Yeah, well, people just don't get it. They just it's so frustrating. Because I listen to the local station here with a do in the morning and everything, and they're calling up and they're like, yeah, you know, the home talking about their issues against property taxes. Everyone, all these special interest groups are involved, and I'm like, well, we got to pay for this government one way or another, and if we maybe got rid of the war on drugs, and, you know,
that'd be a good one to cut. That'd be a nice starting program to just slash and burn.
They never think about cutting government programs.
No, that would put bureaucrats out of jobs.
You know, and property taxes and sales taxes are both percentages. Property tax is a percentage of the value of your home. Sales tax is a percentage of the things you buy. So they should theoretically be going up over time. The government gets more money. But no, they have to raise the percentage, which is, it just shows that they're growing the size of government.
They never stop. Never stop spending, never stop growing.
When they talk about fighting crime here, I'm like, well, duh, that's where crime stems from. A lot of it is war on drugs. If, you know, there obviously there's going to be some people brought to steal and murder and all that, but
sure.
A fraction, if, you know, we got rid of this prohibition, fully privatizing schools, that's, of course, a lot of the budget right there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, 60% of the city's budget goes to the schools. It is unbelievable. I don't know what it's like out there in Indiana, but that is just...
It's probably about... it's at least the same here. I mean, it's the biggest... A lot of people just don't like... They talk about, you know, school choice and all that stuff, but it's really, you know, just more government. It's no real... And vouchers is okay, but I like... You know, I don't have kids. I don't like being punished.
You know, the voucher thing is misleading. It's actually, we've talked about this within the last few weeks on the show, and if you go back in the archives, you can get the details. But there was a great article over at LouRockwell.com that just completely decimated the voucher thing. I mean, Mark, before I read this article, you were on board with vouchers.
Yeah, I thought the vouchers would be a good way to add competition, but, you know, really, all they do is spread government regulation
right.
to the private schools.
It's like a voucher is like the device to infect a private school with governmentitis, essentially. As soon as a private school takes a voucher, they become the bitch of the government, and they have to do whatever the government asks them to do in order to get the money. So you're essentially turning private schools into government welfare queens.
Well, plus it takes the government, you know, administrator, bureaucrat, send that voucher back, so it's just more government anyways.
Yep, and it's still socialism. It's still the same principle still in effect. It's not any less socialist. They're still
right.
taking your money and giving it to other people who didn't earn it. And that's not right.
Right. So anyways, Congress is supposed to vote on this now and make a state constitutional amendment for it. But people are just too busy blaming both parties. And the current mayor here apparently no one likes because of these issues. Well, I'm like, well, even if you minimize or streamline government so much, people are still going to have to pay for these programs, whether they like it or not, one way or another. And it's so simple. People just don't get it.
It's true. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. People don't get it. He's right about that. They are really darn busy with their own lives. They've got bills to pay. They've got kids' mouths to feed and their own mouths to feed and houses to repair and so on and so forth. Things to do. People in America today are busy. Now, of course, one of the reasons why they're so busy, and they may or may not realize this, is because of the burden of the state, is because of the government and all of the oppressive taxes that they have put on us at federal, state, and local levels. We are paying through the nose to the tune of 60, maybe even 70% of our income at various different levels to the government. And that's why we're so damn busy. That's why parents have to have 2-3 jobs apiece in order to keep the bills paid and the power turned on. You can't blame people for being so damn busy that they don't want to think about what the government is doing or what the next awful program is to come out, because that's depressing.
Right. People, you know, they think that they're in whatever IRS income bracket and that's what their taxes are. They assume that, you know, I'm in the 25% bracket, which, you know, isn't a very high one. But don't forget the 8% sales tax, maybe more, that you're paying, the property taxes, several thousand dollars
power bill tax, cable bill tax. How about the hidden taxes like inflation, the ones you can't even calculate, the
hotel rooms?
You name it. They're out there. And then the taxes on the items you buy, a loaf of bread,
cigarettes.
You're paying the taxes that are built in that the company had to pay.
Alcohol.
It's nuts. More on the way. You take control. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
DVD, books, music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photo,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more. All available at store.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We just got off the phone with Mark in Indianapolis, who made a radical suggestion. He thinks that an easy way to cut down on the size of government is to end the war on drugs. And I have to say, I completely agree with him. It's a sensible thing to do because it's nuts. It's nutso to put our friends and family members into jail cells and punish them and force them to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars in fines and waste their time simply because they deem it appropriate for them to use other drugs besides alcohol for recreational purposes.
And I think that the most salient point on this is we're not talking about legalizing drugs. We're talking about re-legalizing drugs.
Right.
Since, about the 1920s is when we started to crack down on these things. We prohibited alcohol about that time, too. How come we made it legal to possess alcohol after that, but none of the rest of these things. I mean, a teenage boy, a young boy, could go into a drugstore and buy heroin, likely for some kind of medicinal purpose at the time, right there at a drugstore. But somehow or another, we didn't have, a huge rampant drug problem. Is it possible that the increase in drug usage is really centered around the economics of the drug war? Now,
absolutely.
I'm not saying that the government is intending that people get wrapped up in drugs. I'm just saying
that would be a conspiracy theory.
That from supply-side economics, there's a lot of money to be made in drugs. So there's people out there that really want to push them.
Absolutely.
And certainly drugs are far more pervasive than they used to be.
Right. So
but not far more, but not more ready, not more available. They were certainly available before.
So now, what's interesting about this whole war on drugs, besides the fact that it's really expensive and really intrusive and has contributed to the breakdown of some of the constitutional freedoms that we are supposed to have in this country, especially expressly the Fourth Amendment, the right to privacy. You know, there's all kinds of damage to our freedoms that the war on drugs has done. But some people around this country, in some states, I think around 13 states at this point, have decided to do something sensible in this whole situation and move away from a full-on war on drugs. They haven't ended the war on drugs entirely, but they've taken a baby step. And they've passed legislation that, and it's not always legislation, sometimes it's those referendums.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anyway, either way, they've gotten something on the ballot or passed legislation that creates a medical marijuana program and allows people to smoke marijuana or vaporize it or consume it in whatever way they feel like with the permission of a doctor. And these have usually been done to great applause and to, I mean, obviously with a with one of those voting referendums, it's majority of voters as well. So it's something that people are looking for. And in fact, polls show that something like 80% of Americans think that marijuana should be available medically. And I think over 60% of Americans believe marijuana should be re-legalized. So, I mean, it's an incredibly popular idea, and it makes sense because there are millions of marijuana consumers in this country. The idea of locking them all up in a jail cell is just utter madness. And so anyway, these states have tried to move in the direction toward lessening the war on drugs in that area. But yet police agencies have been less than willing to go along with things. Now, it's interesting because when you talk to the police, and we've talked to them on this show before, some friendly, some not so friendly, but some of them will say to you, in fact, most of them will say to you, look, don't take it up with me. We'll tell them, well, we don't like these laws. Why are you enforcing them? Look, it's my job to enforce the law. Don't take it up with me. You can change the law if you just take it up with your local legislature.
Right. And then the first thing that happens when you bring some kind of marijuana legalization, usually medical marijuana legalization, rule that we would have changed, a local ordinance or whether it's a state statute or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the first group that shows up is the chiefs of police.
Right. These are the people that are supposed to just be enforcing the law.
Well, we're just enforcing the law. The hell you are. You're in there, advocating for the law to stay the way it is. Why?
Yep.
Because chiefs of police know precisely what's going to happen if they, stop enforing marijuana marijuana illegalization. Well, their departments are going to get cut down because the war on drugs really is a war on marijuana. It's easier to find than everything else. So they can put all these cops out there looking for marijuana. It's stinky. It's bulky. They're going to be successful.
Pull over a group of kids. Odds are good one of them is going to have a bag of pot on them or something.
Half of the arrests in America for drugs are for marijuana. And
more than half.
More than half. And more than half of those are for possession.
And we're not talking about a piddly number of arrests here. We're talking about more arrests than the population of several states.
Mm.
We're talking about over 700. Oh, yeah, it is over 800,000 now arrests for marijuana. And almost all of them are for possession, just simple possession, ruining people's lives. So my point here is that some states have tried to go in the direction of lessening the damage that this awful war on drugs is doing to their state populations. But yet the police continue to resist every single step of the way, except in Montana. According to Normal and Reason in the Missoulian, in sharp contrast with the authorities in Denver, who essentially ignored a 2005 ballot initiative that repealed local penalties for marijuana possession. Remember that story, Mark?
Yeah. In Denver, the local populace in the city voted that they didn't want marijuana to be illegal.
Exactly. And
the people spoke.
And the sheriff said, you know what? Screw you people. I'm going to keep arresting you.
Yep. I don't care what you say.
Yep. Well, now, according to the top prosecutor in Missoula County, Montana, he has apparently asked police to stop arresting pot smokers. And this is the prosecutor telling the police that, citing a 2006 referendum that said such arrests should be the lowest law enforcement priority. Missoula County Attorney Fred Van Valkenburg strongly opposed the referendum, but is nonetheless heeding the message sent by voters. Imagine that. A so-called public servant actually doing his job. He said, quote, In the interest of compliance with the 2006 voter initiative on marijuana, we are asking law enforcement officers to stop arresting individuals or writing and submitting tickets with mandatory appearance dates where the offense committed is solely possession of marijuana in misdemeanor amounts or possession of drug paraphernalia intended for the use of marijuana, according to a draft of the policy by the county attorney. His policy also instructs deputy prosecutors to charge misdemeanor marijuana cases on a lowest priority basis when marijuana is the sole offense. He says we'll treat them as uncharged cases. They'll be assigned to a prosecutor and charged on a lowest priority basis. If charged, we'll seek issuance of a summons with the complaint. Going on in Denver, where police have continued to charge people for marijuana possession under state law, the folks behind the 2005 initiative are trying again with a measure similar to the one passed in Missoula County. It sounds like the Denver initiative is worded more strongly than the Missoula counties, which the Missoulan characterizes as a mere suggestion to county law enforcement. So it wasn't even a mandate. They were just saying, look, here's what the people don't want. They don't want you to continue arresting their friends and family members for smoking pot. So it wasn't even an actual order. It was just, hey, please, will you please do this? And in Missoula, they went with it. In Missoula, the county prosecutor got behind it, even though he originally opposed the concept. Well, can't we have more people like that?
That's how public servants are supposed to be.
Right.
Now, the majority of the time our public servants have become our public masters, but this guy sounds like he's doing his job.
Right. Not that I want government around, but if we're going to have government, can't we have more people like him in there? Anyway, by contrast to Denver, again, they're trying again in Denver, and given that the impact that a mere suggestion had in Missoula, I may have been wrong to describe the Denver measure as purely symbolic, and whatever its practical impact, its symbolism is important as an expression of public disenchantment with at least some of the aspects of the war on drugs. So, slowly things are moving in the right direction, but man, it is like turning the Titanic around in front of an iceberg to get these government bureaucrats to change the way they do business. Let's go to the phones. You can take control. Kyle in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kyle. Kyle, going once. Kyle, in Ohio, going twice.
Yes.
I hear him. There he is. Kyle, what's on your mind?
I heard you talking about the war on drugs, and I just couldn't help but think, looking back to the 20s like you were talking about when drugs started getting banned and there was the prohibition, that it was ironic that they brought back alcohol. When you look at it, that's more of a cause for problem than marijuana or any other drug is.
You're right. Alcohol poisoning and alcohol-related deaths kill more people than all of the illegal drugs combined. All of them. It's really amazing. If you had more points on that, hang on. We'll bring it back after the news in hour number two. 800-259-9231. Look, prohibition doesn't work. And if you think it does, you're just the person I want to talk to tonight. 800-259-9231. Also, on the way, parents. Are your daughters, young teen, not even teen daughters, younger than teen daughters, are they dressing too sexily? Want to hear about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're tired.